Welcome back to the DMAC Campus Chronicle podcast. Today I am here with
Joanna,
Isaiah,
Jaden,
Katie.
We're going to do a fun little Q&A, but before we start, we're also going to start promoting some of our stories that we're working on this week. Joanna, what are you working on this week?
So this week I am working on an audio story. I interviewed Carter Sousa from DMAC's FBLA a few weeks ago. And in this audio story, he just shares about FBLA and what he's learned and the skills like he's developed from that organization.
It's great. Where's that going to be posted at?
It should be online on the Campus Chronicle news.com.
Perfect. Isaiah.
My story is about the DMAC Study Abroad program. This semester, for about 8 weeks, they're just hanging out in London, taking in the sights, experiencing the culture, that kind of stuff. That story should soon be on the DMAC Campus Chronicle website.
So great.
Take a look out for that.
Jaden.
My story is on the DMAC Daily and how it shut down over winter break. And I interviewed Todd Jones, Noah O'Toole, and Susan Cruz Rodriguez. And they gave me some good information about how it shut down because Microsoft stopped supporting like the old SharePoint and they moved it to a newer SharePoint and now it is back up and running.
Katie.
I am writing about a bill going through the State House right now that would ban electronic devices in K through 12 schools. So I interviewed a high school teacher and a couple students that are actually here at DMAC to see how phone usage impacts them.
Great. All of these stories can be found on the Campus Chronicle website, including our digital story done by Joanna. Let's get into the fun stuff now, though. Who wants to go first? We're going to be doing a little Q&A question thing today. Katie, why don't you go first? We'll go this way this time.
My question is, what is the weirdest, what's your weird food combination? Or what's a food combination you can't get behind?
Well, I like, and it's only with this type of mayonnaise. It's Hellmann's mayonnaise.
Oh, there's a specific mayonnaise?
Yes, Hellmann's mayonnaise. And I'm not a huge, like, mayonnaise person, but I like this mayonnaise. So Hellmann's mayonnaise, and then you get, like, those thin pretzels, and you dip it in it.
When we're saying dip, do you mean like a, or like a glob, like yeah, salsa?
You get a good amount on it, yeah.
Okay. I've never heard of anyone doing that.
It's actually really good.
It does not sound very good, but you're allowed your own opinion. Anybody else?
Mine is carrots and mustard.
Same question. Are we globbing? How much mustard is going
on? No. I'm usually just...
What kind of mustard?
That matters. It's important.
Oh, God.
That does.
I don't even know what the brand is.
Like, is it honey mustard? Plain yellow mustard?
Just plain yellow mustard. Okay. No, I'm just, like, just a little dip.
Oh, okay.
Just kind of, like, not necessarily if you were, like, dipping a fry. Think of it like ketchup and fries. Just not as much of a glob that you'd probably put of ketchup on fry.
Like baby carrots?
Yeah.
I'm not a big mustard person, I don't think. I don't think I can get on board.
See, but a food combination that I can't get behind is tomato soup and grilled cheese.
Which doesn't make
That's
any
so
sense,
weird.
Because they go together. Like, in the wild, when you find grilled cheese, it's just next to a tomato
soup. Where are you finding grilled cheese next to tomato soup in the wild?
Everywhere. Like, in the forest in the Amazon, you walk out there, there's
just a bowl
of grilled cheese and tomato soup. It happens more often than you think.
I'll have to explore the wild more, though.
Yeah. You start walking outside. You can go touch some grass, because it's there.
Right.
I'm trying to think of something that I hate. You know, I really don't like, oh my god, I'm just going to blank on it. Does anyone, Isaiah, do you want to do while I
stay? Cannot understand people that go for pineapple on pizza.
Agree.
I even tried it, and it's, I gagged, and I don't like it, and I don't understand people who do.
I don't either.
I
don't think it's it.
No, definitely not.
I don't get the fries and the shake thing. You know when people go to restaurants, do you like that?
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just don't get that. I feel like that's weird.
I think it depends on what fries and shake.
Yes.
Like, the only time I like to do it is Bebop's. But, like, I'm not going to Chick-fil-A and dipping my waffle fry in my chocolate shake.
Do you have anything?
No, I just Googled the weirdest food combinations. That was one of them. That's what I was going to say. Huh? Ice cream and fries. But like, it depends on how good the ice cream and fry would be if you wanted to dip it in it or not.
Well, I feel like half of it depends on the mood as well.
Yeah.
You know? Like good summer's day, then I'd be down for like a shake and fries. Hmm. You know?
Maybe I haven't given it enough, you know, support there. Maybe that's just a me thing. Next question. Jaden, why don't you give your next question?
If you had to have dinner with a historic or present person, who would it be and why?
Who wants to go first? Do you have somebody? Okay, I'll go first then. I really love Princess Diana. I think she's so fabulous. I would want to eat dinner with her.
Yeah.
I was so mad that she's dead. Like, when I found out, 20 years after she died, I was like, oh my God.
Like, okay, so what I want to know with this question is, like, does it include, like, if they came back alive, is that kind of...
zombies?
Is it that sort of thing? Is that allowed in the question? Or is it just you could go back into their time and meet them with the like that they're... Okay.
Yeah, and meet them.
Because I was going to say, if they could come back alive, I'd want all the, like... mysterious people who have gone missing or whatever. Like,
yeah.
What's her name? Mary Earnhardt or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amelia or Earhart.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. I'm thinking of someone else I know. Yeah, to be like, okay, so where did you go missing?
That's a good idea. Solves the mystery. Like that. Anybody else?
I think the first person that came to my head is Abraham Lincoln, but I have no idea why I would pick Abraham Lincoln.
That feels like an awkward dinner.
Yeah, very awkward dinner.
Like, so what's the Civil War like? Like, what's going on with you?
What are you going to do?
Did you know that you die later?
Yeah. Stay away from theaters, but I can tell
you. Hey, don't go to the theater on this night. Yeah. You're really going to want to. And just don't do it.
Yeah. It's going to be a great show.
See, but do you think, like, doing that, there would be a rule that you couldn't, like, spoil the future?
Or would you change the future?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's say they died and they came back, like, just for, like, one night. They're, like, alive again. Wouldn't they just keep asking you questions the whole night? You'd be, like, on your phone, they'd be like, well, what's that? Is that telephone?
Yeah.
Like, got a touch screen?
Like, let's use your Amelia Earhart, for example. Like, would you tell her, like, hey, don't go flying on this day. You're going to go missing and nobody's going to know what happens to you.
Yeah. I'd probably. Or else, like, if she came back alive, then I'd want to know all the details, obviously. I'd want to get the, you know, exclusive on that, but...
They're not going to believe you. They're going to be like, excuse me? You met Amelia Earhart?
Yeah. But, as for, like... Yeah, I mean, I'd probably want her... I don't want her to, like, get hurt.
But do you think it'd be, like, what are they? Like, those mystery kind of movies? Or not mystery movies, but, like, those movies where you go back in time and, like, you...
You change something and it alters.
Like, here, let's use Back to the Future for an example. Like, do you think it'd be like, oh crap, everything goes wrong and then you have to fix it?
I mean, how much could go wrong other than her not going missing and us not knowing what happened?
Maybe she makes it across and then she becomes like the first female president.
Great. I'd be fine with it. Why do you think that'd be a problem?
I'm just saying, like, that could alter everything. What if she's a bad president?
Okay, but how much worse can we get? Let's be honest.
That's true. I mean, the future right now. Maybe we should go back and we should alter it.
I was going to say.
Let's just do it. Next time you meet Amelia Earhart.
Okay.
Start making some changes.
And then, like, you never get born again.
That's true.
You come back and you're just dead. You just never were a thing. Like a huge...
Well, I wouldn't know that I'm not a thing.
Amelia Earhart thing is expanding beyond a simple dinner. Jaden or Isaiah, anybody?
Speaking of presidents, I'd probably go with... what's his face? The one with the mustache.
Roosevelt?
Roosevelt, yeah.
Really?
I would agree with that one.
Oh, Teddy Roosevelt?
Yeah, he's an interesting character. Such a character. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Just goes out in the West, and then he shows up and, you know, is a 10 out of 10 president. I mean, I like to ask him a couple questions.
Yeah.
I've never wanted to speak to a president. I don't know.
Yeah, but I feel like with him, he was so himself that I don't think I'd feel, like, super intimidated because, like, he's just a dude, you know?
He's just a guy.
He's just a guy.
He'd probably order a steak and potatoes or something.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. Jaden?
I'd probably say LeBron James.
Really? LeBron James.
Okay, like, well, he's living.
Like, you can pick when, a living. Yeah, so like present or his. Oh. I'm not trying to change the future.
Oh, anyone. Yeah. You're saying.
Yeah, I'm not.
The Earhart debacle.
I'm not changing the future.
No, but what if you went back in the past and been like, ooh, hey, go to college, break all these records, then go to the NBA?
Like college LeBron.
I'm sticking with present LeBron. We're not going back.
President LeBron. Okay, Isaiah, what is your question for the group?
My question is, if animals could talk, which one would be the rudest? And I'm going to add on, which one would be the nicest?
The rudest?
Like a peacock would be the rudest, I feel like. They're kind of full
of zoos. I agree.
I feel like they'd be walking around yelling at people, you know? Mm-hmm. They let them roam around in zoos.
Yeah. I was thinking some kind of bird, too.
Yeah.
Wait, what was the question again?
If animals could talk, which one would be the rudest?
The rudest?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or the nicest, vice versa.
I feel like the rudest would be a monkey.
A monkey?
Ooh. Or a tiger.
I was thinking apex predator, but I don't think they care.
Yeah, I think they'd just be silly.
Yeah.
I say a monkey mostly just because, like, I feel like when you go to the zoo, they're always, like, right next to, like...
their ornery.
Yeah. And they're always, like, just kind of, like, staring at you. Or they're right up next to the window. So I feel like they'd say something like, give me your food. Like, I see your food. It's right there. Give it to me. Or, like, something like that.
I don't know, man. I think they're more mischievous. So they'd be, like, sassy. Not rude.
Yeah.
Oh, more sassy. And that's good. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I agree with you guys. It's peacock one. I feel like they'd be, full of themselves.
Yeah. Like, I'd be like, goddamn, who invited the peacock to the party? That's not me. Like, why is that here? You know? Nicest animal, though.
I'd say, like, a really cute kitten.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking dog. I think dogs would be pretty nice.
Yeah.
I'm looking it up. Because I have a giraffe. Because I'm like, I know there's some animal that I feel like is really sassy, and it's just not coming to mind.
Describe it to me. Is it a mammal?
Something little. I don't know what it is. I literally can't even tell you. Just something little.
Like a mouse or
kind
something?
Kind of like an animal that thinks it's like pretty. I don't know. I literally, nothing's
does
coming.
It have four legs? Does it have
four legs.
Okay. Is it a mammal? Know. Is it an amphibian?
Oh, you can't use those words with me. I'm not smart enough for those words.
Trying to like...
I found a conversation. Someone said a goose would be the...
Oh,
yes. Oh. Yes.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, it's some kind of bird. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Little.
I hate birds. Especially like...
Me too.
So like next week, obviously, it's going to be a lot warmer. And I'm so excited to wash my car. But I know the second that I wash it, bird's going to come and poop on my car. Mm-hmm. Like 5 minutes. It happened the last time I washed my car and I was so mad. I had to go like in the house and get like window cleaner or something because I was like... I just washed this. Like, you couldn't even give me 5 minutes.
They're disrespectful. Yeah, I think birds are probably up there.
I think my nicest animal would be, like, a giraffe.
Oh,
I agree.
Yeah. They're kind of chilling.
Yeah.
I don't think they have a lot of, like, anger. I've never seen an angry giraffe.
Or something lazy.
They're just yeah. They're very, like, laid back. Oh, a sloth.
That would be good.
What about capybara?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It would just sit there.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty chill.
That's a good question.
It is a good question. Was that your question? That was your question.
Mine, yeah.
I'm getting distracted. I'm getting confused. But now that we're sitting here talking about all this, it's time for our Daylist segment. Mm-hmm. Everyone get your phones out. I'll go first. I'm having a Diner Laurel Canyon afternoon.
Oh.
Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves by Cher, Brand New Key by Melanie, and Here You Come Again by Dolly Parton.
I got a Country Love Songs Backroads Friday Afternoon.
Ooh.
Love You Like I Used To, Somebody Like That, Big Big Plans, and Almost Maybes. Don't know what that is, but yeah.
I got Uplifting Spiritual Morning with Start Over by Flame, Never Get Used to This by Forrest Frank and Jake, and These Days by Jeremy Camp.
There you
I have
go.
Rage Rap Afternoon, Magic Johnson by Ian, Fighting My Demons by Ken Carson, and All Red by Playboi Carti.
Okay, Katie.
I have Apple Music.
Oh,
so
yeah.
My top three are Please, 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 Sabrina Carpenter, Wonderland, Taylor Swift, and Dangerous Woman by Ariana Grande.
We had such a mix this week.
We did.
Did you just hear that?
Yeah, like, we're not on the same wavelength music-wise right now.
But thank you for joining in for Daylist. Okay, back to our questions. Joanna, you are next.
Okay, I gotta think about this, but okay. If you could be best friends with a character in any animated show, what would you choose?
Princess Ariel. I feel like that's very generic for me because I have red hair, so.
Yeah. But,
I mean, well, are you a mermaid or are you a human?
Oh.
Like, how deep is this friendship going? Are you, like, constantly together or is, like, she comes up for tide every now and then?
I feel like I'd want to be a mermaid.
Yeah.
Just because, like, in real life, I know what it's like to be a human, yeah. But I want to know what it's like to be a mermaid.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, I do have one, and it just keeps sticking out to me. You know, like, Tom and Jerry, the mouse and the cat?
Which one
old
are you thinking?
Old one.
Yeah.
I'm going with the mouse.
You're going with the mouse?
Because he's, like, so funny
that
and ornery.
So mean.
And such a tease. And I'm like, oh, that'd be so fun.
She's just at least doing it to you. And you're like, okay, this isn't
no,
fun
we
anymore,
do it
Jerry.
Together against the cat.
Oh, obviously. Yeah. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'd pick Tom.
No.
He needs a friend. Poor guy.
There are times I feel bad for him, but, like, no. Mm-mm.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Isaiah, Jaden, any input?
I'd pick Gumball from Amazing World of Gumball. Or Brian Griffin from Family Guy.
Okay.
I'd probably go Brian Griffin, too, or Mufasa from Lion King.
Okay.
That is an interesting choice. Mm-hmm. I guess he's a cool guy, though.
Yeah.
He'd be very wise. He'd be, like, that really nice friend that you need to have.
Yeah.
I have no idea. This question is very, there's so many animated characters, I feel.
Then just name one.
I can't.
Are you feeling more princessy? Or are you feeling more like animal?
No. Oh, maybe I'll just follow you. I think Flounder would be a cool guy. Or I really like Scuttle. I don't want to hang out with Ariel. I think she's kind of boring.
Just being more like a weird talking seagull.
Yeah. It's fun. You know, he likes to talk. Ariel would just be talking about Eric the whole time. And
she would.
I couldn't be bothered. Not for me. Okay, my question was, in your opinion, what color has the worst personality?
What color has the worst personality?
Mm-hmm.
Green.
I was going to say that.
I was thinking green.
Mm-hmm.
There's nods over here, too.
Green. I was going to say that, yeah.
I just feel like every time you think of, like, something bad, you think, like, green.
Mm-hmm.
Like, think of, like, when people, like, are sick, they say, like, you're green in the face. Just gets a bad rap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like gray too.
Gray.
Like, I like gray for some things, yeah, but then just the color itself, I'm like, I don't know, you're just kind of sad.
Just meh.
It's
an okay color. I just feel like green would be like kind of a narc. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I think blue is a cool guy. I think maybe red could be. It's a very aggressive color.
So then what's the color with the best attitude?
Pink, obviously.
Pink.
Oh my god, if pink's not winning this conversation, then what?
I say yellow.
Yellow's good, too.
I thought of that.
Because there was, like, something that my psychology teacher said when we were taking a test. She specifically printed it on yellow paper because yellow is supposed to make you happier.
Smart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does anyone else have any other questions before I close us off for the day? No? All good?
So.
All good? All right. Just a heads up, we do have a paper coming out next week. I have no idea the day, but it will be coming out probably next week. Joanna, would you like to tell them our socials?
Yeah, you can find that news also around DMACC. But then if you don't want, like, a paper copy of the stories, you can go to campuschroniclenews.com to find the digital forms of our stories. And then for social media, we have Instagram, TikTok, and X at DMACC Chronicle. Find us on iTunes or Spotify at the Campus Chronicle podcast. And if you want to join us, find us in Building 5, Room 1136.